I'm John Batchelor. TikTok, the NPR headline. Lawmakers turn up the heat on TikTok's CEO in high-stakes hearing when the House Energy and Commerce Committee on Thursday talked about the safety and security of the immensely popular app. I welcome Veronique Tourigy of the Mercatus Center, writing most recently at Creators Syndicate, about the idea of limiting trade or raising tariffs or sanctioning states, or in this case, banning TikTok associated with the People's Republic of China. Veronique, a very good evening to you. I'm presuming that TikTok is capable of defending itself, but as an example of using trade to punish or to shape the behavior of a state, is it generally understood as successful? And would banning TikTok lead to a success anywhere? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. So there are different parts to your question. Sanctions, my understanding from the economic literature on countries to try to incite them to do, to engage or to not engage in some behaviors rarely works. And in part, it doesn't work because the people that those sanctions are punishing are the people in that country as opposed to its rulers. But there's no doubt that there will be some negative consequences if we banned some countries from operating in the U.S., either with a blanket ban or a targeted ban like it would be with TikTok. They are always enormous consequences. Does it change the country's behavior? Does it change, in this case, the government of China's behavior? I doubt it.
TikTok is extremely popular. I don't know too much more than my children, who are millennials, spend time laughing. What is the threat that Congress is investigating? Certainly can't be kitten pictures.
No, I think what really, they're not so much, I guess they're two areas of concern. I think for some people, it's the impact that TikTok has on children. And I haven't followed this, but there are people who are extremely concerned that it creates, I don't know, it makes them depressed or it gives them really bad ideas or all sorts of things. But the other one is really, it's less about what TikTok does to us as opposed to the kind of data that is collected through us using the app. And basically the app being used as a spying device for a very authoritarian government.
I understand spying, and certainly the Chinese, the People's Republic of China is guilty, guilty, guilty of theft and bad acting online. And so TikTok is meant to represent that all that bad acting at once. But your article, Creators Syndicate, indicates not only about TikTok, but about trade in general. And delimiting trade, if I follow you correctly, is not a positive or cannot be said to be a uniform positive. How does trade work in the geopolitical sphere? Is it a good thing or a bad thing for national security?
Well, so national security, as I wrote, is a very elusive context, and very often it's used by people in a to actually push onto us things that would do nothing to improve national security. But the reason why I wrote this column is because in the context of the banning of TikTok, there's a renewed call for blanket bans from countries of origin, basically kind of looking at the things that we consume, the services we consumed, and see where they come from and say, we're going to ban everything coming from that particular country. And as I mentioned, it's often done in the name of security. Whether it's true or not is a whole other question. The point I was trying to make in that column was that it always has an enormous cost to decouple. Even just like think about the case of TikTok. Let's even imagine that TikTok is as horrible as people say it is, and it's important to do it. They're really spying on us and getting vital information, and it's making us more vulnerable and all of this. There are just a lot of businesses that actually do business on TikTok, right? And there's just a lot of revenues from TikTok that are reinvested in the U.S. economy. There's a lot of employees. There's all sorts of things. So we, in the process, we're going to be hurting our economy. Think also about other companies that are, if we were, for instance, to say iPhone can't, the iPhone is actually moving now away from China for other reasons, but if we're telling companies they can't bring any input coming from China, well, or they can't be putting some of their supply chains in China, well, they have to transition to other countries. In the process, that is a process that takes a long time, that's very expensive, that it is going, in the case of iPhone, for instance, some people are saying it's going to take until 2028 this is the most extreme, to only move 10% of the activity away from China. And iPhone, the company Apple says it's going to be between 25 and 26 to move all of its activities. So it takes a long time. And in the process, there's just actually a lot of disruption. We found out what disruptions from supply chains looked like and felt like on the receiving end, not only because of higher prices, but shortages during the pandemic. Well, imagine that at a much higher level. So there are always costs, and that means we always should put the burden of proof should always be put on those arguing for the ban, however expensive or small it is.
You also write in your piece that there's the opportunity for China to retaliate. And yeah. And I believe that retaliation has been underway for some time. Many companies have left China. So a trade war, who does a trade war benefit then?
Well, so like the China could retaliate, for instance, by there are a lot of American companies who are serving, like for instance, McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chickens and other are in China serving Chinese customers as opposed to American company using Chinese products. They could be kicked out too. So the cost, it's easy to say, let's decouple, let's ban all things from China. There's a bill in Congress right now talking about like not having anything that comes from China in military exchanges. It sounds good. It's a very easy, good soundbite. It's even reasonable on its face to some. But the problem is that the cost of this is going to be enormous, and it is unclear that it's going to have any impact on changing China's behavior. In fact, it's very likely that it won't, and it's going to make things very difficult and possibly make us weaker on the national security front.
Banning TikTok. It's before the Congress now. The hearings are underway. Veronique Duregis is the George Gibbs Chair in Political Economy, Senior Fellow at the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.